3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. Hey, it is yet another warm welcome to the exciting DSTV pod. And as ever, I am excited. My name is Larry Quidirai, and every 2 weeks, you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated products, where I give you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Because it's your moment. Get it? Get it. Feel every moment. I really do love myself. Yes. On today's show, I want to share with you why you should be using Mukuru to pay for DSTV. I talked to Phyllis Mavushe, who hosts Yes, I Have HIV Zimbabwe on Mahani Africa TV, on DSTV channel 173. And Yvonne Mangunda, the head of sports for the new TV channel, the new Zimbabwean TV channel, NRTV. All this and more. Let's get into the pod. Saka, you know, I've spoken about this. Guys, I'm giving you a tip. And I'm going to increase what this tip is all about, because it's a play. So I've said before, Uguti, you can pay for DSTV at any of the 200 Mukuru booths and branches across, you know, towns, cities, growth points across Zimbabwe Lonke. Yeah, Zimbabwe Lonke, Velo, you can pay for. That is a convenience right there. Ah, Jaka, Jakarongika. And this is the big thing. There is no way in Zimbabwe, Hakuna, Agula, where it is cheaper to pay for your DSTV subscription than with Mukuru. Eh, Hakuna kwa kachepakudaru. For premium, you get charged $2 as a processing fee. That's the Mukuru fee. And for all other subscriptions, it's just $1. So to tell you how you can do it, this is what it is. It is very simple. You WhatsApp +263-867-009-604. Okay? Select buy or pay option. Select DSTV. Choose new account. Enter your DSTV smart card number. Enter the amount you want to pay. Confirm that you accept the applicable fees that will come with the payment. Receive your payment order number. Save the Mukuru code you will get on your phone screen. Pay in cash at over 200 Mukuru booths and branches nationwide. Growth point. You can pay there. It is really that easy. There is no cheaper solution in Zimbabwe for you to pay for your DSTV than via Mukuru.
Need an easier way to pay your DSTV account? There's Mukuru for that. DSTV payments can be made at over 200 Mukuru branches and booths across all towns in Zimbabwe, from Harare to Mutare, Kwekwe to Kariba. Plus, pay as little as $1 in fees when paying with Mukuru. Simply WhatsApp +263-867-700-9604 and select the buy pay option to get started. Mukuru.
So the DSTV family is always expanding. A new TV station is on. It's called NRTV. It launched on DSTV channel 288 on Tuesday, 20 June 2023. It is now the fifth Zimbabwean station on DSTV. And I had a chat with Yvonne Mangunda, the host of two shows and also the head of sport on the channel.
New and exciting.
Yvonne Mangunda, new TV station up on DSTV, NRTV. What is the experience like? You are now on DSTV having a show, a couple of shows of your own.
I'm very excited because it's been a journey. You know, when something is said and it's a dream and people tell you that this is where we want to go, and to be able to go through that process where you're preparing and finally being able to see yourself on TV and realize that, you know, that decision that you made, because it's not a very easy decision when you come from established places like I did with Star FM, with Dynamos, with Zimbabwe Cricket, where I am, and then following this dream of something that is not there, but something that is going to be there, and to finally see that vision be a reality. I think for me, I'm very excited. And also because one of the shows that I do, Time Out with Yvonne, it's an idea that I've had for so many years, and I've tried to pitch it with previous people, and it really didn't come out the way that I wanted it to be. And to finally come, I remember when I joined NRTV, And I was discussing this idea of a show that I had, and immediately, you know, I was having a conversation with Sokostina, the programming manager, and immediately she took the idea, said, okay, we'll run with this. And for me, that's what's very exciting, when you're in a place where you can be able to come with your ideas and see that happen, and also work amongst people that are able to listen and understand the vision that you have. But for me also, it was a bit nervous, because obviously this is the first time that I've headed a department, and I was groomed by Steve Vickers, who, you know, is amazing broadcaster. And for me to try and take those lessons that I learned from him, also carving my own path, but taking things that he's learned, I think for me that's what will be very exciting as we go through this journey.
You're also producing shows?
So, I mean, just that transition for me, having been a radio person and trying to find my feet on television has been amazing. And being the head of sports as well, being able to have this vision that you're supposed to carry, and also for you to also bring your own ideas, but also incorporate other ideas. Because, you know, when you're just a journalist, a sportscaster, you've got all these ideas that you can just wake up and say, I want to do ABCD. But now to be able to have people under you that you're supposed to guide, it's been a journey, and I'm just excited for the future.
And besides Time Out, you're presenting in other shows?
Yes, presenting Between the Stumps. That was one of the first things that I wanted to do, because obviously, you know, my passion and my alignment with cricket, and also working with Zimbabwe cricket, I wanted to have a cricket show. That was the first thing.
Even before Time Out?
Like I knew, yes, I've got time, I've got this idea, but I knew I was going to have a cricket show. Tight.
And being on a platform like DSTV, you've influenced before to now being on it, and also your reach, what does that do?
I think it's huge. I mean, you know, as a sportscaster, you obviously dream bigger than where you are. It's not to say you're looking down upon platforms that you've been before, but when you look at DSTV, it's a big brand. So to even be on DSTV is something that you dream of, and then to finally have that, I think for me it's been amazing, because like you said before, working as an influencer for DSTV and now actually being on the platform, I'm hoping that it also grow my brand. I'm big on social media. I love social media. I love to push the stories. So I'm hoping it also help me with my numbers on social media.
If you're a DSTV premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DSTV bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yeah, DSTV premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDSTV app now to add Showmax to your bill and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DSTV premium.
And also exciting, more content from Zimbabwe is now available on DSTV. It's not just those five channels. There's a new show called Yes, I Have HIV Zimbabwe on Honey Africa TV, DSTV channel 173. It is hosted by activist Phyllis Mavushe, a strong role model for her peers, ensuring that her peers do not face delays in accessing HIV testing or being initiated on antiretroviral therapy. On the show, Phyllis helps people share their HIV positive status with their loved ones for the first ever time. She meets with each person to unpack their journey and learn how they contracted the virus. Then she brings in an expert to help families face the truth and find ways of living positively with the disease. I had a chat with Phyllis.
New and exciting.
Phyllis, why do you think a show like this is important?
The show is very important because it allows people openly tell their story without the fear of being judged. And also it gives the viewers an opportunity to understand what it is being like living with HIV. And well, hopefully it will demystify all the myths and misconceptions tied around HIV.
And what is the hardest thing when people reveal their status?
The hardest thing about disclosing one's HIV status is being afraid of how the next person might take it. I can give an example in my case. Because of the people that I may have disclosed to earlier on and they rejected me or judged me, that always contributed to my fears when disclosing to a new person. How will they take it? How will they see me? Will they abandon me? Will they trust me? Will we continue with our relationship? So it's a lot. And I can say even for some people living with HIV, those were their fears. Some will be afraid that they may destroy the existing relationships, because the other person will ask, you're not telling me at this time, why were you hiding and keeping it a secret all this while? And I thought maybe we were friends or family. So that fear of breaking existing relationships, the stigma tied to it, and sometimes the overwhelming questions that will come, and sometimes you don't even have answers to, those are the most fears that people living with HIV have with regards to disclosing their HIV status.
And in your opinion, is there less stigma now?
HIV-related stigma has reduced. However, I can say that it has evolved. Early 2000s, we'll see that people were ignorant and were afraid to get tested because of the information that was inadequate concerning HIV and AIDS. But now we see that a lot of stakeholders have put their efforts in terms of improving the messaging around HIV and AIDS, and we see more people accessing HIV testing services. But however, on the evolving part, we see that there is internalized stigma, and especially issues around lack of disclosure, especially to sexual partners.
And then finally on the show, how did you enjoy working on this particular show?
The team was a vibe. Never a dull moment with the crew. I learned a lot about being a TV presenter, since it was actually my first time, and they were very patient with me. Also, I loved interacting with new people as the cast. It was really exciting as they brought in experiences of their lives and trusting me to support them to reveal their HIV status to their loved ones.
Living with HIV may be very difficult, and for one to cope, they need the necessary support from their loved ones.
I'm HIV positive.
Huh? I'm HIV positive.
You're a dangerous animal. Mazitakabuda.
Do you feel like keeping your HIV status as a secret is hindering you from getting the necessary support? Let me hold your hand as you take this bold step in disclosing your HIV status to your loved ones.
That's my fun, and I'm proud of you.
I'm just feeling relieved.
My name is Phyllis Mawushe, and this is Yes, I Have HIV Zimbabwe.
So guys, did you watch the worldwide debut of Shaka Ilembe on DSTV? Because I did. I totally did. How good was Nomsa Mombatha, by the way, guys? Yeah. As Nandi. Yeah. 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 And Wise Mncube as Senzanga Khona. He was just like proper, you know what it is? And this is how the cast responded to the first episode in one word each. It got a little bit extra, but in one word each. This was the response.
The first episode in one word.
History.
Drama.
Enchanting.
I would say fire.
I would say it takes you back in time just before.
There's what? So much that I learned from working on Shaka Ilembe about South African history that I won't be able to get into the nuances, but it's all the little stories.
Learning the richness of it and how language has traveled through time.
The things I had to say, even now, are still in my mind.
Some of the history that we thought we know is not told correctly.
With this one, we learned a lot about other tribes, Abuntuandwes, the Subis, the Mtetwas, the role they played, Gushaga.
Kwak Piliswana, Nomazazi Konizimbi.
Ngafundu Guti Guningas Nagwaz in Dabuoyetu. One. Zining is in Do Ezkokwayo, or it will amplify the internet, or it will end what the end is now.
So
we're going
to have a job. And so there are only 11 episodes to go. I say only because I feel like one, we've already, you know, had one, and wish you could do it again and have 12 again and always have 12 episodes going like it was a soapy or something. But there are 11 more episodes. The next episode is on Sunday, and every Sunday afterwards, 12 episodes in total. It's 8 p.m. on Mzansi Magic DSTV 161. It is available from the family bouquet upwards. So from as little as $19, you can watch Shaka Ilembe. Asambeni.
If you're a part of the DSTV fam, you should be part of the Showmax fam. DSTV Compact Plus, Compact, Family and Access customers pay only half when you add Showmax to your DSTV bill. That's all of Showmax, including local originals, box sets, and exclusive movies and shows for half the cost.
Really?
Don't believe us? We'll show you. Download the MyDSTV app to add Showmax to your DSTV bill and get all of Showmax for half the cost with DSTV.
And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, or even just want to say hi? Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it is at DSTV Zimbabwe. Remember to keep checking for our social media platforms to find out awesome content that's coming to DSTV, as well as competitions. We always have giveaways. Anditika, you can also tag me on social media with the hashtag DSTVPod. On Twitter, it's at Quirirai with a Y-I on the end. Not on social media, well, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. And that includes who you would like us to interview in the next episode. Yeah, I got an exciting one coming next. Very exciting one. Yep, totally. Drop us a line on the contacts, as I've mentioned before. Otherwise, get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say, from where I come from, Asili Sasebenza. My name is Larry Quidirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now. And thanks so much for listening.